District 1 Republicans have officially launched a recall effort against Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson. Johansson came under fire after his decision to walk out on the House Majority Caucus and gave up his position as House Majority Leader last year. KRBD's Maria Dudzak reports.
District 1 Republicans issued a press release detailing the reasons for the recall. Republican Chair Dick Koos says though District 1 Republicans initiated the process, individuals from other parties also are sponsors of the recall effort. Koos says there are many reasons the decision to recall Johansson was made.
Representative Johansson ran on the fact he'd be the majority leader in the majority caucus, and he obviously had it, and then he gave it away.
Johansson says the accusations are unfounded. He says he respects the right of the group to file the petition, but questions the reasoning and motivation. Johansson says he believes the recall is a power play instigated by a small group.
All of the voters should be able to decide who the representative is, and they've done that. And what will happen here is if they're successful, then Dick Koos and Laura Antonsen and those folks will be the ones who get to choose who the representative is for the next year, and I just don't think that's right.
State law does not allow a recall within the first 120 days of the term of office. Because Johansson was reelected last year, a recall application could not be turned in until mid-May. State Division of Elections Director Gail Funumiai says the application process is just the first step in recalling a candidate. She says based on District 1 turnout in the 2010 November election, approximately 531 signatures need to be gathered in the initial application process. Funumiai says state law specifies acceptable grounds for recall.
And the grounds for recall are lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption.
If the recall is successful, the Ketchikan-based recall committee will need to submit three names to the governor for consideration. The governor would then select a replacement for Johansson. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.